perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills tonight.
Hello, and welcome to episode 196 of Geek Girls. The Geek Girls podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I'm Lyndon. I'm joined by my co-host Amber.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hi.
Our topic today is one of our popcorn topics. We're going to be talking about our first Ghibli, like, first movies that we saw. So, that'll be fun. We'll get into that in just a moment. But what have you girls been up to? Whoever wants to go first.
I can go first.
Sure.
I'm not drinking water. No. no, so I had actually not been up to much. I actually had plans to go out over on Friday to meet up with some friends for some gaming, but got slapped down by a tummy bug. So that pretty much canceled Friday and Saturday for me. But Sunday... We brought back Sunday walkies, which is just basically an excuse for me and Linda to get out of the house and walk around for about an hour. And we went to a new park, which was pretty cool. And they had a skate ramp, which is the main reason I wanted to go to that park. But they also had a garden, which was pretty cool. And, like, actual shaded, like, hiking trails / biking trails. So, and then the other thing I did was I literally just did the Van Gogh interactive experience, which was pretty nifty. Apparently that's like going from city to city if you haven't already done it, if it hasn't passed through and it's something you're interested in. They basically have replicas and reproductions of Van Gogh paintings. It's like a little museum and you start off, and then it goes into the more interactive part, which is like this huge, like, I don't know how tall the walls were. Twice the size of my little walls, so maybe 20 feet? I don't know. But it's like everything is covered except the ceiling, because they have to have the projections come down from somewhere. But the projections are like along all the walls, along the floor, so it's reflected off you as you're sitting on the floor on very comfy rugs, and it's like really nice, and it's kind of relaxing. They have like... I don't know what the musical piece is. It reminds me of the one that they used to use for the, like, get her the gift of the diamond, the De Beers commercials used to get used, but it was, like, more than that. But that's, like, going in the background the whole time. There's, like, a voiceover from Vincent. It's not, you know, we don't know what he sounded like. Probably not the British guy that was talking, but it was still very nice. And then after that, they move you into, like, the coloring room. You literally get to do little coloring pages. There you go.
Nice.
I'm like, sweet. Black and white.
What you currently have pages in your mouth is art!
So, I did one, and I took two to bring home. But it's really cute, because, like, you see all these... You know, you expect the kids to be into it, but all the adults are also super into it, and everybody's like... And they have a projector, so you put it up on the projector so everybody can see what you did.
Oh.
And then sweet. They have the... a VR experience where if you bought the VIP pass, or you can pay like, I think, $5 extra, you get to put on the ocular headset. And it takes you through a day in the life of Vincent, where you wake up in his bedroom and it's like a day in 1890, so it goes through and like stops. It's like, this is his bedroom. He did a portrait of his bedroom. Oh, and the portrait appears. Walk outside and like, this is the field that he did a portrait of. Oh, and it just continues like that for about 10 paintings. And of course, Starry Night is there because it has to be there. But it was pretty cool, actually. I don't think the VR part was my favorite, but I definitely do recommend it if you get a chance. That was super fun.
Neat.
And I'm done.
Right on.
What about you, Ember?
Well, I did my first significant masonry. Built a big old step by my French doors. And it looks pretty good. It's mostly cured. We can walk on it now. I still have more mortaring to do between the step and the house. There's like this big space, and I had to consult about whether I just want to throw mortar in there. And I do. But I bought gloves because... Though it seems like the best tool, because I wasn't mixing in a wheelbarrow, and I didn't want to mix it in a wheelbarrow because it would ruin my wheelbarrow. My wheelbarrow is metal, and it would just sand it, and I didn't want to mix that much at a time and end it drying if I didn't finish. But so I had a 5-gallon bucket, and I was mixing a little at a time, and I got about like 3/4 done with the step and went to mix some more, and I'm like, ow, my hand hurts. And I looked, and mortar is, it's got all this like calcium and stuff in it that's, it repels water, and about 1/4 of it is sand. So basically it's sanded off a bunch of my skin in places, and a lot of it is right at my joints. So whenever I bend, it hurts. And yeah, I messed up my hand pretty bad. I sanded my skin off. But the step's okay.
Yay!
Yay! what else? I made some jewelry. Started that with, I just hit my longest move streak, says my watch. made some jewelry to get over to the coffee lodge where I have stuff. And I posted it on Facebook, and that's like a catch-22 situation because somebody bought it within 10 minutes of my posting it. Like, how much? I'm like, well, I'm going to put it on a shelf. It'll be like, you know, and she just cash-apped me the money. I'm like, okay, so good. But now I have to make more stuff because my shelf is like very empty right now. So I'm working on designing some more necklaces, and I put some earrings together partway, but then I did my masonry and I can't finish them because I can't use the pliers until my hand heals. So the jewelry is a bit of an adventure right now. And gardening, something ate our watermelon plants, so we got more of those, and some cantaloupe, and some sweet potatoes, and got those all in. And then the reason we're late for the show is I have friends over right now that are kind of sharing the garden with us. They're doing some of the work and sharing some of the bounty, and they've been weeding for like 4 hours and helping us put up a pergola. And with the heat and the humidity, my brain just wasn't on. My husband's like, what time's your show? I'm like, shit, 15 minutes ago. And Tiger's like, oh, are you supposed to be podcasting? I'm like, yeah. So that's why we're late, all my fault. But I mean, the garden is nice and big, and the pergola makes me super happy. That was like an awesome find. I went to Aldi today, and the last time I wanted to get a pergola from there, they didn't ever actually get the shipment in. It was just in their ad.
Oh.
But this one, there were like one or two left. The boxes were on a pallet, and I was like, "Ooh!" And I sent Rob a picture. Brought it home straight away. He's been tucking away. He's playing gigs out now, and I thought he was just like, he was depositing the checks and then taking the money, most of it back out. I'm like, well, I mean, he made it. I can't expect him to just put it all in the budget. I thought it was just mad money, but apparently he was planning on buying a pergola with it and some kind of little getaway for us. So hopefully that happens too, because he's got a few more gigs coming. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been up to, and watching and rewatching some Ghibli. Mm-hmm. What about you, Linda?
Well, for those of you who are alive, you can see that I have a little something going on. I got, basically, I'm pretty sure it was a mosquito. I got bitten right under my eye by a mosquito, and I have pretty bad reactions to mosquitoes, and my face is swollen up. It's not impeding my vision, but it did happen Friday, so it's still kind of swollen, and I'm thinking if it doesn't get better soon, I'm just going to toddle my way over to the doctors and be like, excuse me, help. I'm not in any pain or anything. It's just swollen.
Is it hot?
It is warm. It is warm, and ice makes it feel better. So, again, I don't think it's infected because it doesn't hurt. I can poke it very gently, and it doesn't hurt. I'm trying not to poke it too much because I think that's what made it swell up in the first place, is I poked it too hard. But I will be getting that taken care of soonish. I'm just hoping, hope springs eternal that it will fix itself. If not, I'll just go see a doctor. Yeah. Anyway, but I have been making stuff. My goose commission is halfway done.
He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die. Looks a little wormy spermy. Right now.
Yes, spermy. Yeah, hold on. Hang on. I got you.
It's just this white noodle of yarn.
Yeah, it's a white noodle.
Oh, now it has
eyes.
A butt.
And now it has a butt. It's this tail.
The tail kind of looks like a baby hat.
Or that way, I'm not sure which. I'm working on the wings right now, but yeah, you know, the yonkening will be soon.
I gotta make its revenge on us.
Yeah, gotta make it its beak and its feet.
Hi, cat.
I've been working on wing things. I had to basically tape together a bunch of paper so I could draw out the pattern piece for my wing. For the foldable wings that I'm making. So I've gotten that drawn out. I just need to cut four of them. Yes. Because each one is going to be two pieces of fabric. I remember. I know how to sew. And then we did family stuff. Saturday, I was not swollen up. Because I went over to my cousin's graduation. She had a small get-together with, family to, congratulate her on graduating high school. Oh, my God. I remember when she was, I held her as a baby. I was fine. Nobody noticed anything. There was the small bump from being bitten by the mosquito, and that was it. It's only now that it's all swollen, but had a nice time. Gave her, a little scarf that I made and some money, because that's what you give people at graduations.
It is.
Other than the being bitten on the face thing, I had a pretty good weekend. So we can go ahead and move on to our topic. And this is just basically, we're just going to chat about the first Ghibli movie or movies that we saw. And, what time in our lives, we saw them. Because I actually didn't see any Ghibli movies until it wasn't even a collaboration. I don't know what to call it, but they were able to work with Disney. When Spirited Away came out, that was the first Ghibli movie that I actually actively saw, which is amazing because there are many that I wanted to see after which, because I was like, this is amazing. And then I looked up other things. So I was like, there's more. So Spirited Away was definitely the first one that I saw. And then I believe it was Kiki's Delivery Service was next. And then I saw Princess Mononoke, and I was not prepared for that because Princess Mononoke is a very different tone than both Spirited Away and Kiki's Delivery Service. But that kind of was my introduction to Ghibli Studio was Spirited Away, so. And I watched all the, extras on it as well. I was, watching him, listen to the song over and over again that they used for the final, the credits as he was, drawing. It's yay. What about you guys?
I'm honestly trying to remember.
Well, for me, it was, I guess early as far as Ghibli releases, because it would have been, well, no, not too early. Around 97, and I was a single mom, and my boy was two or whatever, and I would go to the library, and because you could borrow movies for free at the library, you didn't even have to rent them, and I picked up My Neighbor Totoro, and he loved it, which So we watched it over and over and over, as you do with littles. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, so weird, obviously, but I still, to this day, love it. Actually, I got this Totoro mug for Mother's Day for my husband. And that he liked it was interesting because he wasn't even into animation so much growing up. Like, he loved claymation. He would watch Wallace and Gromit. He was really into Nightmare Before Christmas when it came out, like puppetry claymation. And he was never super intrigued by animated things except the Ghibli stuff that I would get from the library. So other, you know, and then it was just like weird enough that I was also engaged, but I didn't watch a lot more until, you know, years later when I had, you know, money to actually rent things and access them different ways. My middle son likes several of them, but he's a snob about, like, he came out, and I was watching some this week, and he was like, oh, really? You're, like, watching dub? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I am. And Liam freaking Neeson is a Neeson. You know, like, the dubs are amazing quality in these.
They got a lot of really good, like, I believe Mark Hamill is the bad guy in Castle in the Sky, I think. I think he was the dub voice for that one.
And Howl's? And
Howl was... I can't remember. But it was
But the casts were, like, stunning to me. I didn't really even notice that until I was watching more in the last few weeks. Like, holy crap, the all-star casts in these.
You are correct. When Disney took over the dubbing, when they purchased all the rights in the late 90s, Mark Hamill was Colonel Muska.
Yeah.
Castle in the Sky.
That
was one of the things Disney did when they did get the rights, is they've redid all the dubs, because some of those movies were brought over earlier, but, like, it was by Streamline, or Totoro was by Fox Animation, was released by Fox Video. So when Disney got the rights, they just redubbed everything.
Yep. I'm really surprised that they're not on Disney Plus, but
Tim Curry,
it's okay.
Did one. I want to know what that is. And Michael,
I think
Keaton.
They're still on Amazon, so there might be a...
Or... Maybe. Well, they're on HBO Max.
That's it. Yes. Okay, I was like, I know they're on another streaming service, so it might have been something...
That may be why.
Yeah, Max has, like, a whole Ghibli channel where you can watch all of them. Have either of you watched the newish one? There's one announced coming out I don't remember the name of, but Earwig and the Witch is a fairly new one, and I liked it a lot.
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard mixed things about it. Mostly the animation, people were like, it doesn't feel like Ghibli, and well, it's like, that's because Ghibli is trying to keep up with the times. I mean, they have their style, but they want to also innovate. The last one that I saw was Mary and the Witch's Flower. New ones, but I'm gonna eventually. I meant to watch it this weekend, but I was dealing with stuff.
I haven't seen that one.
Let's see, like Nausicaa. I love Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind. I think is the full title of it. Secret World of Arrietty. Arrietty. Secret World of Arrietty. Which is based off of the Borrowers book, which I actually, like, saw the Borrowers as a mini series way back in the day before I knew what it was, and then I found out there was a book, and then much, much later there was the animated movie. So
I had only seen Ponyo recently. I hadn't seen that one before. I just watched it this week.
Oh, it's so cute.
And it was like, oh, it's the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wasn't catching that until they were making the deal about, you know, well, if he truly loves you, but the consequences are, I mean, they'll both, like, you'll turn into sea foam. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's where it hit me, because I know the old, you know, darker version of Little Mermaid, where everybody's not so happily ever after, the whole diving in the the sea turning to sea foam business was always the version I loved as a child, strangely enough. I started goth early. But when they met, that line in Ponyo made me go, duh.
I think my first Ghibli movie was, it's either Grave of the Fireflies or My Neighbor Totoro, because it was when I was working at the video store, so it's 97 into 2000, and I rented it. I know I rented Grave of the Fireflies. I was very excited. So I did not know it was a Ghibli movie, because it didn't, I was just like, ooh, World War II movie from, like, Japan perspective, and it's animated. Oh man, yes, make me sad.
So you either started super dark or super popcorn.
Well, like, I know we had My Neighbor Totoro, we would kind of fudge the rules because we weren't supposed to play anything that wasn't on the official playlist, which was Disney movies, some music videos that included Tori Amos's Earthquake album, which is not what I would say is family friendly at all, because she goes into great details about a very unfortunate situation that occurred to her. And that's all I'm going to say about that. That should not have been on that list. So we would fudge it with, like, Muppets or whatever else was in the G kids section. And My Neighbor Totoro was one. And I'm like, what in the heck is this thing with this giant cat? Facing movies. Back to work. So it was one of those two that started it. And I honestly didn't even occur to me that Grave of the Fireflies was a Ghibli movie until much later. And then I did watch Kiki's, I think it was only yesterday? Is that the other one? No, Whispers of the Heart, I think.
Whispers of the Heart, which is a weird... Whispers of the Heart is one of those... It's like... So I watched Whispers of the Heart because I had seen The Cat Returns, which is another older one. And The Cat Returns, like, they were like... somewhere somebody said, oh, the statue of the cat is in Whispers of the Heart. And so I was like, are they related? And not really, because Whispers of the Heart is... Hello, cat. Whispers of the Heart is very much a, like, slice of life kind of thing. She has one kind of fantasy sequence in the middle there when she's losing her mind. But...
That's fine. No.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's just, then... I wasn't, I ended Whispers of Heart going, this is the one Ghibli movie I was kind of bored with. Also, they use Country Roads excessively.
They really do. That's honestly the big thing I remember from that movie is Country Road. And I'm like, what? This is not where I expected to hear that song, but okay. Yeah,
it starts playing in the first minute of the movie. It starts playing, and I'm like, am I in the dubbed version? I wanted to watch the sub version. Why am I hearing English?
Yeah, when I watched Princess Mononoke, I went to that as soon as you guys were talking about it being so different and, you know, a little more serious and dark. And my husband and I actually watched it together, which was sweet. And that's when I just wanted to mention, that's when I caught on to, like, how many celebrity voices were in the dubs, because I recognized Billy Bob Thornton's voice, I mean, immediately. And so it was like, wait, who's that? Oh, wait, who's that? I knew that voice too, and had to go look, and, like, everybody is in that. Like, Jada Pinkett Smith is in that, and Gillian Anderson is in that, and, like, this is so cool. Minnie Driver, I love her. It's like they were able to cast those easily, because, like, Ghibli had been around long enough, and it's quirky stuff that artists and actors would be into, and they probably jumped at the chance to do those voices.
Yeah, that was one of me and Scott's date movies. Apparently it came out in the theaters with the English dub April 29th, 2000. And we saw that together. That was, I think it was like our second or third, like, big date movie.
Aww.
Together. Because I remember, because for a while that was my thing. We're both movie buffs. We met at the movie store. So, but I would rebuy our date movies on DVD for holidays so we could rewatch it together. He bought the special tickets. We went to the special art house theater in the city, and it was just
That's great.
One of my favorites, like, hands down.
I don't know if I have
it's
a
favorite really
yet.
Tied with
I feel like I have to watch them all before I'm allowed to say what my favorite is.
Before
although
you can
I will say
is,
I was
yeah.
in the garden doing the little Totoro dance today trying to get things to grow. So that one might just stick.
It's really hard. Like, it's right there for me with Spirited Away, which to me is just never-ending story Japan.
I love Howl's so much, though.
Yeah. It's a tie for me between, like, Spirited Away will always kind of hold a special place because it was the first Ghibli movie I ever saw. And it was the first one where I saw just how beautiful and expansive their, like, world building is. But I really adore just the, like, cottage core of Kiki's Delivery Service. Like, it's like, I want to live in that world. I want to live in Kiki's Delivery Service where every once in a while you just run across a girl riding a broomstick. It's just like, oh, hello, you're a witch. Okay.
Yeah, I think Totoro has that nostalgia for me because it was my first one and I've got that, like, bonding with my little boy over it, you know. So it's always going to have that special place in my heart. But there's so many other little adventures going on with all of them. There are, like, are any bad? I haven't seen one that was just bad yet.
I am easily bored by some of them. Like, Kiki bored me for a bit, and
Whispers of the Heart was a little boring for me, but that's because I'm used to the fantastical elements of their stories. And this was literally, I think it was one of the first ones, like, that was, like, put out. I don't remember which one was actually first. There's probably a list somewhere. I'm so good.
Do you want
this.
Japanese release or American release?
Yeah, yeah. I want Japanese.
Because Castle in
release.
The Sky was the first.
Castle in the Sky. Super, like, expansive world building. They show without saying, and there's, like, fantastical elements. But then Whispers of the Heart was just very slice of life-y and dealing with a high school drama. And I was just like, okay, I mean, it's cute. The character designs were okay.
Yeah,
so I
remember when Rob and I were watching, and we were just kind of like, oh, that was cute.
One of them
we were watching was way more oriented toward children, I think, than it wasn't as expansive feeling as the other ones I've been watching.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say it was bad. I was just,
yeah.
And they do have, like, there are Ghibli movies, and there are also just, like, directed by Hayao Miyazaki. So, like, Nausicaä is technically not a Ghibli movie, but it was directed by Miyazaki. Same with the Castle of Casaliago, which is a Lupin the Third movie, which is very funny, by the way. So it's like I was going back and forth between the two lists.
Oh, was Porco Rosso actually a Ghibli movie, or was that a Miyazaki movie?
It is a Ghibli movie, and I still need to see that one because for a while,
me too.
Every AMV from the 90s to the early 2000s, if it was a compilation AMV, you had a scene of Porco Rosso in there,
and we're all like, "What the hell is happening? Why
is
there a
pig
flying
man?
An airplane?" Why?
I posted in the chat, but also in our notes, and because I think you girls would really enjoy this too, a link for a fan wiki, the GhibliFandom.com, and it's the list of all the English voice actors. But check out what your mouse cursor does. It becomes a little soot fairy.
Oh, cute.
Yay, I was like trying to like move around on the page. I'm like, what is this? Oh no, it's gonna launch something, and then I recognized what it was. I was like, ah! Everyone has to have this. Can I have that permanently?
Well, you know what another one is that I haven't watched is Tales from Earthsea, but I've been told it's a little depressing.
I was wondering, we talked about this during the production meeting. Is that based in that world, like the Earthsea
books,
Wizard of Earthsea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is based off the books. I am not familiar with the books. I haven't watched it either.
I read Wizard of Earthsea like forever ago. I think I only read one of them.
Oh, also, if you want a slightly, well, it's beautifully stylized but slightly depressive, to The Tale of Princess Kaguya. I can recommend if you are willing for that ride. If you want to take that ride and you know where The Tale of Princess Kaguya goes,
sure,
they take it to its conclusion.
But I see it as an historical fantasy film, so that's neat.
It's based on one of the actual like Japanese myths of Princess
Kaguya.
The
Tale of the Bamboo Cutter, apparently, is what it's based on. I'm going to watch all of these. I'm like, now I'm stuck in the binge, and there are ones I have not seen, so
Andrises,
I will have to watch
I haven't
them.
Seen yet.
Yeah, there's... I have not seen Pom Poko, which is the one with the raccoon giant balls.
Yes.
That is a thing. That's all I remember from it, like, initially.
Well, it's based off of a tanuki, I think is what they're called.
Yeah,
And they're magical creatures that they have.
They're raccoons. With...
They have scrotum sacs that they can, and they're magical.
It just in my head, it reminds me of that episode of South Park where they have the hippity.
Yes, but literally that's
yes.
That's the myth. The if you look up tanuki, I think is what they're called in Japanese folklore.
Which makes you wonder about Mario's tanuki form. No. Because he has
canon.
A little raccoon form. And they just decided not to go that route with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last one I watched...
I guess... I'm looking at the list of works. And I guess Mary and the Witch's Flower was not...
Must not have been Ghibli. It's not
Ghibli. Must have been Miyazaki. Or... something very similar. I remember them saying it was Ghibli, though. And it's on the big HBO list. I don't know.
I think it gets mushed because Miyazaki was such a pivotal part of Studio Ghibli. He's not the only one, like, but he did direct a large number of them.
Yeah. So, well, I have...
where the overlap is. I think Nausicaa. We saw Nausicaa in the theater.
Yes.
After that, because they did a Studio Ghibli movie.
We saw Nausicaa. I saw Mary and the Witch's Flower in theaters, and I also saw Castle in the Sky in theaters when they were doing the big thing, and I was just like, yes, please. On the big screen with the big flying things.
Spirited Away in theaters is very good. That's when I saw it was with my dad. We went to the art. We were working together, actually, still at the warehouse up in North Georgia, and we then, like, immediately after work, went all the way down into the city to watch it together. It's just a nice, sweet little bonding thing.
This Mary and the Witch's Flower thing. It's directed by Hiromasa Yonebayashi by Studio Ponoc, so it's not a Ghibli, nor is it.
It's weird because they had it in there. Maybe it's because it has a very similar style.
Maybe. But it's not in the... It is such a similar style. I mean, I'm looking at the cover art.
It looks like it looks like Ponyo and Arrietty had a baby. And that's what the main character looks like.
I wonder... But you said it's in... Is it on... HBO Max.
I mean, I may be misremembering, but like I could have sworn it was in there. But again, I haven't actually looked at it in a little bit.
Earwig?
No, Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Mary and the Witch's Flower. I can look that up.
Oh, but Miyazaki's working on something else now.
Yep, because he can't stay retired.
Because he can't stay retired. Yep. How do you live? How do you live? It is what it's called. Is this a nice story? Is this a
Studio Ponco? Mary and the Witch's Flower was Studio Ponco's first feature film.
Interesting.
Let's see what we have about.
I liked it. Even if it's not Ghibli, liked it. I did like it.
It's Ghibli-esque.
Ghibli-esque.
A little... Okay. Company Studio Ponko was founded by former Studio Ghibli lead film producer Yoshiaki Nishimura in April of 2015. So that's why it has that very similar...
That makes sense. I do... the one thing that is kind of a go-through for most of their films is the music that they use. And I think the YouTuber Sideways did an episode on this, and this is where I'm remembering it from. But, like, the reason why the music in all of the Ghibli films sounds so unique, at least to us, is that they were doing a very specific Japanese style that to a Japanese listener sounds very, like, homey. Like, it's very familiar and comforting to them. So that very interesting kind of, like, musical style that seems to be in most of the Ghibli movies is really neat to me. So I'll see if I can maybe find that YouTube video that explains it and get it linked in the notes somehow.
Yeah, I would love to have that in our notes. I have included the list from Wiki of Studio Ghibli stuff, that fandom one with the English dub actors, and another one of works by Hayao Miyazaki. And I guess I'll include the one about the other movie, The Witch's Flower, Mary and the Witch's Flower, the non-Ghibli-Ghibli-esque one.
The non-Ghibli-Ghibli-esque.
And if any of you find sources for where these can be watched besides, if they're not all on HBO Max, like if Witch's Flower isn't, maybe we can find a source for folks to check that one out too. Okay. It seems like you highly recommend it.
I do. I will go look for that later. So I'm not wasting time. So if any of y'all want to chime in and tell us your favorite or first Ghibli movie, are they the same? Are they different? Did you like the Mary and the Witch's Flower? You know, tell us all that. You can email us at geekgirls@gmail.com, and you can also tweet us at geekgirls. So, what are y'all most anticipating coming up? Ray, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm just anticipating, like, reorganizing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm starting to come out of the 2020 COVID anxiety depression fog, and I'm like, okay, it's time to clean. Time to get everything organized. People can come over again. People don't need to see my shame. I need to hide it properly so that I can have them over and we can have, like, meals together like we used to. So
yes.
That's pretty much my big thing right now.
I'm looking forward to my hand healing. So that I can just, you know, finish my jewelry and all that kind of thing. And I'm really looking forward to eating this pulled pork my friend Sean smoked for me. This giant, over 11-pound butt, I think. And, like, probably 15. I went and picked it up from him a little while ago, along with some kielbasa. He's like, I'm smoking, bring me meat. And I did. So I dropped off some slaw I made, and he gave me all this pulled pork, and I'm really, really looking forward to that deliciousness right now. And is that, yeah, that's about it. Oh, and I think we're going to raid... I just want to let you know now, Samuel Tucker Young, his second album just came out, like, today. So I'm also really looking forward to hearing that in its entirety.
Oh.
Well, oh, and I bought into Chris Metzen's D&D World Kickstarter.
Ray.
So I am psyched about getting that stuff.
You're ready. I am looking forward to getting my car fixed. I don't like it when the check engine light comes on for no reason. Literally, I pulled out of the driveway Everything was fine. I look down 15 minutes later as I'm driving, and it's come on. I'm like, nothing changed. Nothing in my steering changed. There were no noises. I don't know what your problem is.
How many miles have you got?
Many.
Because my husband has a code it's throwing, and it's just because it's hit the number of miles that they recommend you replace your unibelt at, and it'll throw code for that, which is kind of dumb.
I'll see what code it's throwing. It could be anything from your gas cap is loose to your transmission's about to fall out. Yep. It really isn't helpful. It's not helpful at all.
I have a whole rant about that.
I do.
Some of the newer cars, like my husband's is neat, mine doesn't, but I have to go to the parts store and have him plug in their gadget, but his shows the code on his dashboard. That's nice, great, because you can look that up.
Yeah, but my car is from 2008. She's an old girl, and she's still chugging along, so I want to take care of her, take her to, you know, the car shop, make sure she's okay. So, I'm hoping to finish my commission, you know, the Hyonkening. Hoping to get that done this week, because I don't want to spend the money that I got from the commission on the thing I want to buy until I'm done with the commission. And that is the fancy fabric from Spoonflower that is printed with whale shark patterns. So I can make my whale shark dress for going to the aquarium.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be this year, because I don't know if DragonCon's going to be canceled again.
Everything says yes. They've already started selling tickets to the aquarium. I have no interest in going this year. Too soon. Too much too soon.
But
personally,
it may be this year, it might be next year, but one of these upcoming years I shall have a whale shark dress. I have the pattern, I've made the mock-up, all I need is the fabric. So that's what I want to use my commission money for, because it is $18 a yard, and I need 4 yards of it. So that's fun.
Yay. Lots of cool patterns, but they are not cheap.
Nope, they are print to order. So they are, you pay for the print to order. And that's fine. trust me, I've looked other places, and that seems to be the best place to get that type of specialty. We'll call it specialty fabric.
Yeah, I got an email from Joanne about 2 weeks ago, and you can upload an image and they'll make your fabric now.
I'm not sure if I trust that.
I'm curious. I want to try it.
So, hey, you know, if you try it before I buy it, but if you try it before I buy the other thing, let me know how that goes.
I might try it with a small, and then I'll be able to let you know. And I also want to talk to you about maybe commissioning a dress for Jen's wedding. Because I'm not garment-level sewist like you. So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on May 31st at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron, too, at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us your review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word. So, sorry, my husband is yelling. So, where can we find you on the interwebs?
I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast.
You can find me on Instagram under Dapple Dame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
You can find the Jen, everything that is the Jen and all of her and everything there at thejensays.com, because she still owns it. And you can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc, that's M-I-S-C. You can check out my store at madcapm.com. I should be uploading new things hopefully soonish. Maybe a backpack in the shape of a child? I don't know. I gotta figure out how that pattern works. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.